Thoughts on 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Believers described. Now, how can I possibly do justice to this verse? Let me read it to you. But you are a chosen people. We've looked at the but. Oh, yes. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Believers are described. And they're described, are they not? All these terms are Old Covenant Jewish terms. But of course, Peter is using these terms in the New Covenant sense. And once again, we come up against this. We meet this. We have to know how to read our Bible in terms of the covenants. It's called eschatological. We have to know how God, through these covenants, has made his purpose known. The Jews were a chosen people. They had a royal priesthood. Well, they had a priesthood, and they had a king. They were a holy, separated nation. They were a people belonging to God. And they were there to be setting forth his praises in the world. They failed miserably in these regards, but there, that's what it was. The Old Covenant had these things in shadow, in picture, in illustration, but the reality has come, and in Christ, this is what we are, the Israel of God. Brother and sister, we are an elect people. We are a priesthood. And we're something that couldn't be possibly be in one person in the Old Covenant. We are a royal priesthood. Kings could not be priests. We are a nation belonging to God, a holy, separated, distinct people. We are a people that are made this and brought into this state in order that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness and so on. This is what we are. And this is what God's purpose is in making us his people, why we are, to declare. And that doesn't mean simply in speaking God's praise, although, of course, that involves it, but it's speaking it by word and by deed. This is the context of this passage, after all, the progressive sanctification of the people of God. And it all depends on this sovereign act of God. On the praise of him who called you out of darkness, where we were in Adam, where we were in sin. We were born dead in trespasses, sins, far off from God. But now we are a people. Once we were lost, but now we are saved. And we are to glorify God, that we may show the praises of God. Not a system, not a church, not men, not a confession, but the praise of God. We are a wonderful people. We're called into his wonderful light. We're not wonderful in ourselves, but it's all wonderful to us that we're made a holy nation. We are wonders to the world. We are a wonder to God. We are his precious people. Unbeliever, oh, that I could find words to, let me use the word, excite you, to want to know and experience this. Well, of course you can. If you call upon the name of the Lord, you too will be in this glorious nation amongst these royal priests belonging to God, and be in this wonderful light, and be a wonder to God and a wonder to the world and a wonder to yourself, and all to the praise of God. And believer, I need to realize this. I need to remember it. I need to feel it. I need to experience, to enjoy it, to taste and see. This is what I am in Christ. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.